enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Joe and Alex Show. I feel like we got to say hump day.
It brought back hump day. I will say, Toby revealing that has brought back hump day. It was dead, but that kind of revived it.
I kind of feel like I sound like him, too. How was your day yesterday?
It was really good. I had all of these plans to, you know, take a nap, rest. It was going to be the only day that, like, I had off from my other jobs, all this stuff. Ended up not getting anything done. I didn't work out like I planned. I didn't get to nap like I planned. I was busy running around with like my head chopped off all day getting stuff done. And then like I had to go back into work. It was absolutely madness yesterday. So I did not get anything done. So I'm hoping I can at least maybe get some stuff done today.
And weren't you supposed to work an event with the radio station, but I ended up covering for you?
Producer Porkchop chiming in with the complaint.
Yeah, already. I mean, geez.
First words out of his mouth
it's
on the show.
Very early in the morning.
Hey, guys, I got a complaint that I'm not going to disclose
well,
the complaint.
I just thought for sure you would have thanked me for covering.
Yeah,
me.
No, I really do. I really do appreciate you.
And but did
I
you verbalize that. It?
But now I verbalized it. But that was kind of weird to begin with because I never even knew I was for sure doing that or else I would have never like picked up an extra shift. I said I could if they needed me to, but I asked them like when it was, if it was a morning or night event because I had no idea.
And no response,
and
right?
I got no response and no one got back to me. So I was like, oh, I guess they don't need me.
Are responses really necessary in a communications field? I don't think so.
It's so interesting.
I'll tell you from my one college course about communication, yeah, it's very important.
Once again, live the web girl throwing it in my face, and I'm the only one on the show that didn't go to college. Okay, cool. Thank you for that. Porkchop, besides obviously doing all of Liv's work yesterday, as we're hearing now, how was your day yesterday?
No, pretty much that's what I did. Like, I was going to relax as well, but I couldn't. But it's okay. There was an event out here we did with the Pacers and their... their bikes, the Pacers bikes. They're, you know how around town you've got the scooters? Well, there's bicycles as well. So
the bicycles, I'm pretty sure, were the OG. Those have been a thing in cities forever before the scooters.
Exactly. So we let people ride the bikes for free, test them out.
What? And, why didn't anybody tell me that? I would have came on by. And if it's free, it's me.
Yeah, it was fun. So yeah,
totally got to, been there.
Oh, you know what's funny too? Yesterday, how we talked about like riding a bike, and I was like, yeah, everyone knows how to ride a bike.
I bet he biffed it.
I got on that bike, and I was like, oh my, I haven't been on one in a long time. And it just took me a second. It was weird, but then I got right used to it again.
We all need to take those bikes and, like, go to lunch or something sometime this summer. I love those bikes. And also, like, you get active. You get your body moving.
I like to support our economy, so I'll get an Uber or a Lyft. But good idea, okay. Liv. Good idea. I realized last night that I am old as balls. How is that possible? Well, I'm like, you know what? I got all these pills I'm taking, and some of them are just actual medicine I need to take. Other ones are like fish oil, glucosamine, different things I try to help with my back healing, just in general. It's good for your body to have these nutrients if you don't get enough of them. Well, I'm trying to put in like my little pill organizer, which I had back years ago when I had my hip surgery. Have you ever seen it? There's a smaller size, like a typical pill organizer size. Then if you ever go like to Walgreens or Walmart, some big like store in the pharmacy
sector. Yeah, giant ones.
The giant ones, I'm going out today because I'm old as balls and I'm going to buy a giant pill organizer because I couldn't fit all my pills in there. I didn't have room for my fish oil pills.
You're so embarrassing.
I realize that, Liv, and the fact that I have to say this is even more embarrassing.
I think sometimes you try to act like you're like this cool guy and you're just like the least cool.
Oh, I know. The only reason I try to act cool is so I can keep my job. When they find out how uncool I am, I will be let go. I know it'll happen.
I'm kidding.
But that's my pill organizer. I got some turmeric in there. That's good. I got some fish oil in there.
Ginkgo? Dude, vitamins are so important.
Glucosamine.
Do you have your ginkgo biloba, right?
What is that? Is that like global warming?
Helps with your memory loss.
Huh?
Ginkgo. It helps with memory loss, Joe.
What?
See, you lost your memory. You need some ginkgo.
Honestly, I have times where I walk in, I'm like, what am I doing? What the heck's going on here? So now I'll have to check that out. Thanks, Pork Chop. No, I definitely need a bigger pill organizer. But that was one of the highlights of my day yesterday, is just realizing how old I am. Also messing up washing pillows in the washer. I don't ask me how I did that, but my wife's slowly taking things away from me and complaining about it. She's like, dude, you can't do this anymore because you mess it up.
I'm not joking. My boyfriend, sometimes I'll do laundry at his house just because it's free.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes like he'll do it for me, or he'll start like a load of laundry for me. You have no idea how many shirts have come out completely shrunk.
Mm.
They
look
like they could fit a baby. And I'm like, you either want me to start dressing like sexier or like you're doing this on accident.
Not everything's going to be a crop top.
Not cool.
God. All right. Well, hey, that was our day yesterday. You can let us know how yours was. 833-JOE-ALEX. Feel free to call in anytime. That's 833-563-2539. Or hit us up on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Tristan Thompson is still having baby mama drama. He was ordered to pay $40,000 a month in child support to his ex, Jordan Craig, for their son, Prince. The model took the NBA star to court and said that the $15,000 per month that he was paying her was way below the California child support guidelines. The model also demanded that their 2-year-old son should live this same lavish lifestyle as his NBA dad and half-sister, which is Khloe Kardashian's daughter, True.
Mm-hmm.
The judge agreed to him having to pay $40,000 a month in child support and an extra $200,000 in retroactive child support, which I had to look that up, what that was.
The word retroactive?
Yeah, retroactive child support. So that's like the expenses before the lawsuit is filed. So to like pay her back for all the expenses she had before she went through this lawsuit.
It's good to get retroactive stuff. It's not fun to give it.
No. Willie Nelson was on Jimmy Fallon last night, and he talked about how marijuana saved his life.
I used to smoke 2 or 3 packs of cigarettes a day and drank whatever there was there to drink, you know. And I had pneumonia 4 or 5 times. My lung collapsed. I almost died. So I said, wait a minute, you know, I ain't getting that high off them Chesterfields.
Jeez.
So I throwed out the cigarettes, rolled up 20 joints, stuck it in there, and I haven't smoked a cigarette since.
Interesting, and he's still ticking.
I know.
I feel like I have nothing against smoking weed. I don't do it, but whether it's legal or not. But I'm just surprised, like, doesn't that still mess up your lungs, like smoking a cigarette? Like, anything you put in your body? It's amazing he's still ticking.
I have no idea how any of that works, but I swear, ever since I was a little girl, I've just remembered Willie Nelson being old as, like, anything.
Dirt.
Yes. And he still is. Like, nothing has changed about that
guy. I got
to
see him at concert last year. He was still pretty badass. So go on, Willie. Smoke your stuff.
Ashton Kutcher, former host of Punk'd on MTV, announced on Twitter that he is not involved in the reboot. So MTV has been teasing the fact that they would bring the show back on the streaming platform. Kutcher announced to his 18 million Twitter followers, "I have nothing to do with the new Punk situation. I hope they get it right." So Punk, for those of you who do not know, was a hidden camera practical joke show that pranked celebrities.
Love that
it
show.
It was everything in my childhood. And so Kutcher co-created and produced this show in its original run, which was from 2003 and 2007. If they're going to be doing Punk'd and they're not going to have Ashton Kutcher involved, I don't know if I even want to watch it, to be honest.
Yeah, I wonder who's going to be hosting it. I don't know. It was really cool, the concept, when it came out.
Oh,
like,
my
this
gosh.
Is awesome!
It was so, so funny, especially when you would see like celebrities like freak out, or you got to see like what kind of celebrities were just kind of like pushovers and doormats and hated confrontation. It was so juicy. So while Taylor Swift was on BBC Radio yesterday, she explained how the feud ended between her and Katy Perry. Their feud started back in 2012 over background dancers. But when Swift's Reputation tour began, Katy Perry sent her a really, really nice note and a literal olive branch.
So both of us have been in a really good place for a while, but I don't think either of us really knew if we were ever going to talk about it publicly.
So they first saw each other out at a party after they had decided to put all of their bad blood between them to rest, and they remembered how much they had in common. And then she went on to explain how Katy Perry being in her music video came to be.
When I thought of this concept for the video, that I sent it to her, and she was like, I would love for us to be a symbol of redemption and forgiveness.
Wow, who would have thought that would have ever happened? I did not.
No, no one did.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. Now, I drive a vehicle. It's used, but it's somewhat new. And I think I got like 75,000 miles on it now. I had like 50,000 when I got it. Little Web Girl, your car is pretty new because you got in an accident like less than a year ago.
Yeah, I did. I got in an accident. I think it was like last September.
Ugh, that sucks.
Yeah, so I have a new car.
So are you having any problems with your new car?
Yeah, so I actually parked at my friend's house, was in her apartment for 45 minutes, come back out. It was parked on the side of the street, and I had a big like gash in my windshield, like a big crack.
Oh, no.
Not a gash, a crack.
Okay, like did you feel something hit your windshield when you were driving, or you just happened out of nowhere?
Nope, happened out of nowhere. When I went into her apartment, my windshield was fine. When I came out, there was a big crack.
833-JOE-ALEX. I would like to know what issue or issues are you currently having with your car? Maybe it's newer. Maybe it's an old clunker, you know, an old beat-up car you're just putting together with duct tape. What are the problems? I want to hear about it. Now, I bring this up, and maybe there are none for Producer Pork Chop, but I found this list of issues that we have with our cars, and I'll get to that in a second that we really just kind of ignore. But what about you? Your car is what?
It's a 2008, and I bought it in 07.
Okay,
new.
So that you bought it new. Mm-hmm. And what kind of car is it?
It's a Dodge Charger.
Okay, and how many miles are on your car, Pork Chop?
I put 298,300 miles on it.
Dude, that's impressive.
That's insane.
Yeah, so like in a couple months, maybe even a month or two, I'm going to hit 300,000 miles.
You better pull over and take a picture, man. That's a cool little moment, little milestone. My old car, I'd still have it. I love driving cars until they die because I do not like having a car payment. I had a 2006 Saturn Ion. Ooh, it was so cool. Lady killer. not really. But it did have a sunroof, so that was nice. But it had 209,000. I almost got to 210,000 miles. But it just there was probably about $500 worth of repairs that needed to be done, but because they don't make the parts anymore for those cars and the labor, like my mechanic buddy's like, Joe, this is gonna cost you like $2,000 to fix. I'm like, what?
Yeah,
so
that's
finally,
a lot.
And I was going to do it. I'm a dummy. My wife Lindsay's like, absolutely not. We're not going to do this. So, 833-JOE-ALEX, what kind of car issues do you have that you kind of just ignore? I don't see it. Maybe that check engine light's on. That's one thing that's in there. A lot of people have a check engine light on and they just ignore it. Do you guys freak out when the light comes on? Or are you just so used to it? You're like, well, whatever. It should be fine.
In the past, I've gone like 6 months overdue without an oil change. Honestly, probably like 9 months. And so mine's on actually right now. And I'm just like, nah, I'll get to it when I get to it. And also my cracked windshield, I'm not worried about it. I'll get to it when I get to it. I'm just poor. I don't want to spend the money on it. I could spend the money on clothes or like going out.
But what if that thing you're ignoring turns into like a major engine failure and it's like you're out of luck then?
Well, it's never happened before. So I'm just like literally crossing my fingers.
You know, you could like go to AutoZone and they'll do a check engine light thing for free. Like my check engine light is on and they told me like it's just for emissions. So
okay.
They said it'll help with like the gas mileage and it's like spewing whatever crap into the earth. I'll get it fixed soon.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Carolyn.
Carolyn, thanks for calling in at 833-JOE-ALEX. What's going on like with your ride? What are you experiencing? What are you ignoring?
Well, I have a cracked windshield. I have a left outer tie rod that is very loose and probably needs replaced. I need to replace my rotors. Uh-huh. I have about 200,000 miles on my car.
Dang!
I can't choose between face or feet for my air blower. It does whatever it wants to, and it's stuck on one right now.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
No, that's something that I would not be able to live with. Are you kidding me? When I am hot, like, I need the AC full blast blowing on my face. And when I am cold, like, I need it to feel like
it's burning your flesh.
Pad. Yes.
Wow. So are you going to get your car fixed at all, or are you just going to let it ride till it dies?
Well, we fix it here and there whenever it's, like, the winter time. Then we definitely, like, fix it for the heat, and then I don't have air then. But if it's summer, then I just fix it so I have AC.
Oh, okay.
That is so crazy.
You are a genius. I appreciate you calling in. Some other things that were on there, as Liv mentioned, a crack windshield. I've got that, too, on my old car. Knock on wood, I don't get it on the new one. I do that because it's illegal. You're supposed to get that fixed, but I'm like...
Wait, really?
Yeah. If there's a cop listening, I know a lot of cops listen, and we appreciate you. 833-JOE-ALEX. I'm pretty sure if you have a cracked or a chipped windshield, you're supposed to get it like it could be a fix-it ticket. You got to get that repaired for safety, because if it spreads any farther, it could be a total safety hazard, and you can't see out of your front of your vehicle when you're driving.
Yeah, mine spread. It's past halfway on my windshield.
Do you ever play the game of what's that leak? Like,
no.
Well, not with your body. I'm talking about with your car, like where there's something underneath your car. Like, okay, that's green, that's pink, that's black. Like, what could be dripping from my vehicle? Like, I used to have a point where it was so bad with one of my cars that I had to have a thing of cardboard underneath of the car just to catch all of it so it didn't ruin the driveway. And the number one thing, a rattling sound. Gotta hate that.
Like, I don't.
You don't have a rattling sound?
No, I take good care of my car.
I thought,
man,
you had a lot of noises in your car.
I
that's
did.
Why you
when
had
you
a
turned
bad
or something?
Rating.
No, I got it all fixed though, Liv.
Oh.
Why is he winking at you when he says that? that makes no sense. Joe's Need to Know News. Let's get into it this morning. How about this? David Ortiz is still in the ICU days after being shot in the Dominican Republic, but his condition has been upgraded from serious to good. So, well, that's good. Over 33,000 pounds of cocaine was seized on a ship in the port of Philadelphia in one of the biggest drug busts in U.S. history. That is insane.
Dang.
I'm in love with the cocaine.
Authorities found the cocaine on a ship yesterday, and two members of the crew were arrested and faced federal charges. They're going to be locked up forever. The cocaine, guys, is estimated to be worth more than $1 billion.
Dude, Philly's trying to get lit.
No kidding. You got cheesesteaks and cocaine. What else do you need? You put on all the fat and then you work it off.
I got it for the Lord.
Yeah, I bet you do. Okay, this is insane. I wonder if Liv's ever encountered this when you're actually dealing with kids. A young boy was kicked out of his kindergarten graduation. Why? Well, he swore at his teacher. After the teacher welcomed the students and the parents into the classroom, the boy told her to, quote, shut the F up. The teacher asked the boy if he needed to leave, to which he replied, no, B, I don't. The boy, and there's parents in the room too. It's like, awkward. The boy is removed from the class, and it's not known if he was disciplined or not, but listen to this little exchange of little Johnny, little happy boy.
Good afternoon, parents. Good afternoon, boys and girls.
Shut the
hey,
up.
Hey.
Not nice.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
You need to leave?
No.
Okay. Oh,
he's out.
Yeah, he's out.
Wow. Could you imagine being the parent? Oh, come, Johnny gets really loose with the lips.
This reminds me of the worst thing I said in school, and I remember in first grade telling my teacher to move her big head.
Oh, wow. How dare
how
you?
How dare you talk about her?
She was so mad, and I was so embarrassed.
See, my problem with, like, if kids, like, curse in the, like, daycare that I work at, it's like sometimes I have to hold back my laughter because sometimes it's so funny. Hearing kids say cuss words is kind of
funny. But are they cussing at you, though?
No. There's been one that cussed at me, and it still was kind of funny.
Okay. See, I would be like, oh, I'm about to put some mouth in your face. Check this out. Okay, we need to go to Colorado if anybody wants to have a wedding. This is kind of interesting to me. I think it's kind of different. I remember at my wedding, we had a bar, and it was an ice cream bar. So at the end of the night, you could like make your own ice cream sundae or cone. Like, it was really cool. Well, now pop bars are a big trend this wedding season in Colorado, where it's legal. Instead of your regular booze bar or a chocolate bar, you can now hire a service to come to your reception and serve cannabis to your guests.
Oh my gosh.
The company is fully insured and offers everything from micro-edibles to joints and vape canisters. Bud tenders are also on hand to guide guests every step of the way during the reception. This sounds cool. Like, I have nothing against weed. It's just, every time I've done it, like, when I was in high school, I tried it. I just freaked out, and I got sick. It never worked for me. For whatever I hear the benefits of people love, like, man, it relaxes me. It's great. I never had any of those awesome side effects. I had more like, oh my God, the room's spinning. What's happening?
That's got to be the absolute chillest wedding reception of all time. I feel like no one's going to go on the dance floor because they're just going to be sitting and chilling. And don't have a buffet because they're going to eat so
much
food.
Hey, man, check this out. There's pizza rolls.
If I was DJing that wedding, do you think I'd get a contact high?
Oh, probably.
Oh, no doubt.
You would only like be requested to play Sublime. and like 311.
Can you just play the whole album? Make sure you play that deep cut. I like Amber.
Yeah.
I really like that.
My parents actually went to a wedding in Colorado, and it was all of like our neighbors, all of these parents that I grew up with as a kid. And my dad said, you wouldn't believe which ones of them smoked weed and tried edibles. And I was like, please tell me who, please tell me who. And he's like, no, I never would. But a lot of these parents that you grew up with were all getting high and like eating edibles at this wedding. And I was like in shock.
Could you imagine if you have a bad trip on it though? You're at the wedding, you're like freaking out. That would suck.
Yeah.
I got grandma's high in edibles again. Wonderful. Okay, this is something that I always heard rumors about, but it's true, and there's a photo we'll put up on the Joe's Need to Know News blog at joeandalexshow.com so you can see it. A wildlife organization is reminding people why flushing your goldfish down the toilet is a terrible idea. They posted a photo of a 14-inch goldfish.
Oh,
guys, over a foot long.
Oh, my gosh.
How big are goldfish? Like an inch or two? Like the average one probably?
Yeah, probably 1 inch.
Okay, 14 inches. And it was caught downstream of the, of a wastewater treatment plant in Niagara River. They warn that any overflow, including pet fish, bacteria, waste, and trash, can end up in the waterways after a storm, harming the health of the natural ecosystem and posing a risk to humans.
Dude.
Also, God, a 14-inch goldfish?
That is so disgusting. But also, what are you supposed to do with them then? Are you supposed to just shake them until they die, then flush them?
Okay.
I know. What I'm saying. Like, how do you kill them if you can't flush them?
Well, why would you kill a goldfish?
Well, that's a good point. I don't know. Because mom and dad said so?
My goldfish killed itself. Two of them did. I don't know if they had a pact or what, but they had their little tank on top of my dresser, which was next to like the little heat vent for the floor. Mm-hmm. And they jumped out of the tank and they both ended up landing on there. And they were like dry. They were like, what is it, dehumidified? They were dried out the next day.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's so gross. So that's got to smell so bad.
Oh, it did.
I really do want to know if you know how to get rid of a goldfish if you can't flush them down the toilet, tweet at us at Joe and Alex Show.
I think you eat it, then you kind of. Later.
Ugh.
I think it's one way.
My friend ate one live.
What?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. What?
Yeah. One time we were at like a church festival when I was in eighth grade, and he swallowed one live, and then he spent the rest of the time sitting on the ground because he felt sick, and I think he eventually, you know.
Regurgitated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's going to hell for that one. And finally, I want to give you a little early update here about something happening on Saturday. Krispy Kreme stores across America are going to offer free cream-filled donuts. Why do I start eating healthy this week? It's going to be in honor of the Apollo 11 50th anniversary. The free donuts will come in classic cream, yum, and chocolate cream flavors. So,
I guarantee I know where you and Pork Chop are going to be this Saturday.
How dare you accuse me of such things, Live the Web Girl. You can check all these stories out, go online to joeandalexshow.com. Okay, let's do it. We got President Trump on the line. Hey, good morning, President Donald Trump. What did you want to say?
We all need to laugh.
Okay, then we're going to do that right now. We're going to guess the giggle. It's a little game that I wanted to play. I saw Anderson Cooper on the news the other day talking about his mom passing away, and they have a very similar sound. I actually,
yes.
I'm not going to play that because I want you guys to guess that in case it comes up. But I've got Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and our technical producer in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now. Lenny.
Yeah!
Whoa, okay. He's alive. Lenny to the Bree. He's right there. All right, all you got to do, guys, is buzz in with your name because there's three of you playing this morning. So if Pork Chop guesses and he's wrong, I still need Liv or Lenny to buzz in with your name.
Okay.
Then I'll go to you, okay?
I'm ready. I feel like I'm going to be really good at this because I have a very weird and unique laugh. So
okay.
I feel like I have a special talent for this.
And you can play along too. Tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. Let me know how many of these you actually got right. Are you ready for the first one, guys?
Yes. Ready.
I guess Lenny's not.
Yeah!
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
That sounds so painful. I don't know what he did. Here we go. Here's your first giggle to listen for. It is... All right, who is that? Guess the giggle.
Oh my gosh, who is that?
Three.
Will you give us a hint? Is it like a singer, an actor?
Actor.
Actor? It's a male?
It's a guy.
Oh.
That doesn't sound like a guy to you?
At the very end. Listen to at the very end.
Liv.
No, dear. That you missed the ending part. It sounds like a female.
Liv.
Liv, what's your guess?
Ricky Gervais or whatever.
Correct.
What?
Yeah.
How did you know that?
Because once he said it was a guy, I could totally recognize it.
All right.
I was thinking it was a girl.
Keep in mind, these could be a famous laugh. It doesn't have to be a person. It could be a cartoon. It could be anything. Okay. Here's your next one. Liv the Web Girl has got one. You guys got none. Guess this one. Just buzzing with your name.
Liv.
Wow.
Bugs Bunny?
No.
Incorrect. Lenny.
Lenny,
what's your guess?
Woody the Woodpecker.
That is correct.
Give him points.
There you go. All right, Pork Chop, you got a big donut on the board. All right, here's our next one. Guess the giggle. It is...
Liv.
Yes.
Larry David.
Incorrect.
Is that me?
No, it's not Pork Chop. All right, Lenny, do you got a guess? I'm about to buzz.
Nope.
All right, I forget the movie, but it's Zach Galifianakis.
Oh. Where's it? Yes.
That hurts.
Oh, that hurts.
Right.
All right, this one's really short. You got to listen, okay?
It's probably, what's that movie?
I don't know.
Hangover? Oh, it's Dinner for
Schmucks. Hangover.
Okay, Dinner for Schmucks, okay. All right, check this out. This is really short. Listen closely.
Liv.
Liv.
Wiz Khalifa.
That is correct. There you go. Way to go, Wiz. Way to go, Wiz. Sounds like Lenny a little bit. All right, what's the score right now, Pork Chop?
2-1-0.
All right, here's your next one. Good luck.
I got it, Lenny.
Lenny, I heard Lenny barely. What's your guess, Lenny?
I said
Chewbacca.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, you got to say your name, though. Your name's not Chewbacca.
I said Chore Chop.
Chore Chop.
I was going to say Chop, and so I was going to say Pork,
you admit,
so I said
you're
chore.
Mad at me, Pork Chop, even though you can't say your name.
I said Chore.
All right, what's the score right now?
2-2-0.
You still have zero?
Lenny?
Yes, I've not gotten a point.
Here we go. Let's see if Lenny or Liv can win it with this one.
Liv.
What's your guess?
Three. Oh.
Two. One. All right, Pork Chop and Lenny.
Oh, mate, Lenny, Lenny.
Lenny for the win.
Dang it.
It's the birds from Angry Birds.
No, Liv.
You already guessed. You already guessed. Pork Chop.
I didn't guess, though. I just called my name, but I didn't actually guess.
Oh, is it the...
Liv, don't say it, Lenny.
I'm not going to give you the win, but I'll give you a fun point for it. Go ahead.
Minions.
That would have been correct, yes.
Dang it. I should have waited longer.
All right, Pork Chop, man. Come on, bro. I want you to get on the board. You can't be shut out of this game.
You guys, his face is so sad right now for those of you who can't see.
He seems
Pork
mad.
Pork Chop hates losing. Chops. There's nothing in this world that he hates more than losing.
He just
losing.
Wants to play his little Pork Chop victory song so bad. All right, guess the giggle. Here you go, guys.
Can we play it again?
I can play it again if you'd like.
Ugh.
Last one here. Guess the giggle. Pork Chop's going to kick himself for this one.
Liv, I'm going to guess Family Guy. I don't know who from Family Guy.
I need a specific answer if it is from that show. Well, hold on. Liv did guess. Give me a specific...
Peter Griffin.
Buzz in.
Lenny.
Lenny, what's your guess for the win?
It's Stewie.
It is Stewie.
Play my victory song.
I don't know what it is, dude. We never talked about this before because you never played the game before. All right, here's the deal, buddy. You get to tell me what the song is, and maybe I'll play a little clip later in the show. And then in the future, if you ever win a game again, we'll play your victory song, okay?
Yay.
Hey, do you mind? Because Pork Chop got shut out. Can I play Pork Chop's victory song just for him?
I like Pork Chop's victory song.
All right, here we go, everybody. Here's Pork Chop's victory song, even though he got 0 points. Absolutely shut out. The worst performance we've ever seen in a Joe and Alex show game.
He is so mad right now.
So heated.
Pork Chop!
Pork Chop!
Pork Chop!
This makes me hungry.
Here we go. Got shut out. Shut out. Big fat donut on the board there from our man, Pork Chop. What we're into, it could be food, it could be maybe a show we're binging on Netflix or Hulu or HBO, it could be just pretty much anything, maybe a book we're reading. One book I'm not done with, but I talked about a couple weeks ago and I really do like it, I'm struggling to get the time in to read it, is The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F. Really good book.
Oh, yeah. That's a super popular book.
I like it. I'm a little late to the party. That's a couple years old, but that's one thing. But let's go around the room this morning and see what everybody here on the show is into. Liv the Web Girl, why don't you kick it off for us this morning and tell me what you're into?
Okay, so I'm into these genius nightly resurfacing pads.
What the heck is that?
Okay, so I know I figured you would say that because I didn't even really understand the title to begin with. But so it's a resurfacing solution, so it's clinically proven to improve your skin moisture, the elasticity, and the firmness in just 2 weeks. It's going to reduce the look of dark spots and fine lines for skin that feels smooth, even toned, and beautiful.
Ooh, yeah. All my goals.
So I've been using these for about 5 days, and I am not kidding. I can already tell such a difference in my face. My skin tone, I feel, looks amazing. It's gotten rid of, like, you know, some of the dark scars that I have from acne. It just honestly makes my face feel so good, and I can, like, go confidently without wearing makeup because of these wipes.
You know, you could always just grow a beard and cover a lot of that up.
I've been trying for like about 25 years.
I've been telling my wife that.
I just can't grow one.
She's like, oh, my face. I'm like, why don't you just let your facial hair grow out?
Yeah.
Nobody will see it. That's what I do. My face is uglier than this without a beard.
All
right, that's cool. Producer Porkchop in the house. What are you into this week, bud?
I'm into an app, and it's called Next Door.
I think I've heard of that.
Yeah, all one word, NextDoor. And it's kind of like a social, like, networking or social media app where you get in touch with your neighbors, and you kind of, like, warn your neighbors about, like, what's going on.
Danger, neighbor.
Yeah, someone posted, like, hey, there's been break-ins on the corner of, you know, 56th and 10th. Or, oh, there's a dog roaming loose. Did anyone lose their dog? You know, stuff like that. And it's pretty cool, and I've been kind of just watching it. I made a fake name because I don't want anyone to actually know my name.
What's your fake name?
Gary Johnson.
Shut up. You're going by Gary Johnson?
That is also the fakest sounding name in the world.
Hi, I'm here for my STD test. Yeah. I'm Gary Johnson.
Hi, I'm John Smith.
Joe, why did you make me say that? The purpose of me making a fake name was so that, like, the people didn't know it was me, and now
nobody
has to make a new name
Gary
again.
Gary Johnson is, like, the most common name in the
world. Stop saying the name.
All right, Gary Johnson.
Yeah, Gary
I'm
Johnson.
That's
so, his. We're not going to call him Porkchop.
Producer Gary.
I want people to know
producer
where I live.
Gary.
Yeah, if you see Porkchop anymore in the streets, be like, hey, what up, Gary Johnson?
Yeah.
Sounds like Harry Johnson, which is a terrible name. That sounds like an adult website username.
Yeah, it sounds like a perv name.
Hey, I'm Harry Johnson here. I'm your neighbor.
I'm busy changing my name.
I just wanted to
changing my name to Joe Pesh.
I just... I will kick you
and then
you
I'm
going to
comment like, hey, lost my dogs. Right. They're vicious and have rabies. Anyone see them?
All right, listen, you can't jump on that bandwagon.
Does anyone have hemorrhoid cream I can run over and borrow?
Yes.
Are we making fun of hemorrhoids? It's a serious issue a lot of people deal with, okay?
I know. My dad struggles with it.
Whoa, you don't got to call your pops out for his butt problems? Sorry, Papa C. Just sit down and relax. It'll be okay. Well, actually, no, I don't think you're supposed to sit down. That could be bad. I don't know what to do, bro. I'm sorry. All right, what I'm into this morning, a little musical medley this morning. It came out, I think, on Friday, and I wanted to talk about it sooner, but obviously we got to wait until we do this whole, you know, what we're into bit. But it is a song with Marshmallow, first of all, which means I absolutely am going to love it. But also, it's got a band that I listen to sometime. Have you ever heard of A Day to Remember? I just wanted to make sure.
A Day to Remember was my jam when I was in, like, eighth grade and freshman year of high school.
All right, this song is called Rescue Me, and it's awesome.
Never been safe, but never come closer.
You ready to rock out?
Another year down and another year holding. A million fresh starts, what I needed was closure.
I'm getting hyped, guys. I don't know what's happening. Go. Marshmallow doing his thing. Cool music video too. I like it, but I don't know. Like, either I have to go to the bathroom or the hair on the arm is standing up because I like the beat. It just gets me pumped up.
I like this song. I actually really, really love this song.
Yeah, good job, Joe. I like it too.
I know. Normally Joe doesn't have great taste in music.
Hey, excuse me. Oh, excuse all of you. All right. You can let us know what you're into. Tweet us anytime at Joe and Alex Show. And we'll put this up at joeandalexshow.com and a swipe up link on our Instagram story at Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Whoopi Goldberg was on The View when she gave her opinion on Bella Thorne posting her nudes because of a hacker that was trying to use it as blackmail.
Shame on you, Whoopi. Whoops, shame
God,
on you.
Why do I have fat fingers? Hang on a second. Hang on a second.
Yeah, you blew too early.
Listen, if you're famous, I don't care how old you are. You don't take nude pictures of yourself because...
But she only wants to share with one person.
But once you take that picture, it goes into the cloud and it's available to any hacker who wants it. And if you don't know that in 2019, that this is an issue, I'm sorry, you don't get to do that.
So for those of you that don't know, Bella Thorne was the victim of an extortion attempt when she was hacked last week and the hacker threatened to release her nude photo. So she decided to take things in her own hands, get ahead of it, and she posted some of those photos in order to get ahead of her alleged hacker. And Bella Thorne fired back at Whoopi Goldberg on an Instagram video.
Shame on you, Whoopi. Shame on you. And shame on you for putting that public opinion just out there like that for every young girl to think that they're disgusting for even taking a photo like that. Shame on saying if you take a sexy photo, then it basically deserves to get leaked. Like, don't be surprised at all and don't feel sorry for yourself.
She continued to get super emotional about this.
I'm not gonna lie. I want to say that I feel pretty disgusting. You know, I feel pretty disgusting, Whoopi, knowing everyone's seen, like, you know, my shit. And I just want to say that me watching this interview made me feel really bad about myself.
I think that, you know, I kind of think that Bella Thorne's right. I think that a lot of people do this, and to just assume that some disgusting person is going to hack into your phone and post those, like, to just assume that someone is going to be that disgusting and that sick of a person, I don't think is fair and not what a lot of people do.
Of course, like, just bottom line, like, no emotions in it. Of course, if you don't take a photo, there's no chance ever that it could ever get out anywhere
right,
that you don't want
sure.
it. But that doesn't mean, like, you got to have some compassion for people. We're all human. We make mistakes. And
right.
God forbid if that was my wife
right.
or a sister or an aunt or my mom.
Yeah.
Or God, I don't want my grandma sending nudes. whatever it would be, it's like, I would be really upset
right.
about that. I'd feel terrible.
Whoopi was calling her disgusting for, like, just even sending those and having those, which I think was very uncalled for.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been 9 months into Bill Cosby's sentence, and he is still super popular in prison.
Of course.
Apparently, he is adapting well to the prison life. He's giving speeches, working out, and meeting one-on-one with inmates. So one of the groups Cosby's constantly talking to is a group called Man Up, and they're guys that are going to be paroled in a few months and are afraid to go back to their communities. Now, inmates see Cosby as a father figure, and to them, he is an American dad. Okay, yeah, he was a father figure, an American dad for everyone in the freaking country until we found out he raped a bunch of women. So,
allegedly.
Come on. So he referred to himself as the all-American dad and America's dad when he sent out a tweet on Father's Day, which obviously drew some criticism. Also, he's in prison. Who has Twitter access in prison? Like, why even go to prison if you're still going to be on Twitter?
You know what's sad is prisoners have more access to the internet than Live the Web Grill and Producer Pork Chop
do. 1,000%! 1,000%! My own apartment is my prison. I don't even have Wi-Fi there. The actor's rep says the 81-year-old is getting into shape, and he's doing 300 leg lifts and crunches, and is down to 187 pounds.
Oh, that's fighting weight. Okay.
Yeah. Madonna talked yesterday that she would like to talk and meet with Pope Francis to discuss what Jesus would have thought about women's rights.
And don't you think Jesus would agree that a woman has the right to choose what to do with her body? I think he would be open to having that conversation with me.
I don't know. I don't want to get into a deep wormhole of abortion and stuff, but that I don't know. That's an interesting question. I don't feel like the Pope will entertain her time.
Yeah, I don't know if the Pope will entertain her time. Obviously, it's very interesting for Madonna to be, you know, meeting with the Pope and be kind of stepping into like a politician role in that sense. Lindsay Lohan's MTV reality show, Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club, will not be back for a second season. I know. And her Mykonos nightclub, which serves as the setting for the show, is also closed. The club opened in May 2018, and the show, which follows like the staff's daily lives, premiered in January, and it had decent ratings, but viewership then plummeted as the reviews were terrible. The Hollywood Reporter called this show vapid and tedious. A source says that the show didn't have enough drama. They wanted breakdowns, and that's not where Lindsay Lohan is in her life anymore. So their personal business doesn't even need to be aired on television because it's already in the papers anyways.
All right.
So, I'm sorry, Lindsay Lohan. I'm coming up in the next garbage, an engagement in Bachelor Nation. Rihanna's having family drama, and Ed Sheeran releases new music details.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Hey, hello. It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. I would love for you to join in the conversation because I share a lot of my personal crap on the air, which I enjoy doing. This is free therapy. You don't charge me like my therapist Julie does to do this every day. But I found something out recently, but also kind of in the past that I never really talked a lot about it on the air. And not all of it's bad. Some of it's funny. Some of it is bad. But just about my parents. And I'm wondering, 833-JOE-ALEX, what secret did you find out about maybe a significant other or a family member? Just somebody that you know you're like, oh my God, what happened? Let me kick it off right now. 833-JOE-ALEX. We'll get to your calls. And if anybody else has anything, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, Lenny Bree, feel free to chime in when I get a second. My thing is that I found out, I remember when I was in like middle school, I just got done doing DARE. Do you guys ever do DARE where it's you like drug, alcohol, resistance education or something that? And I was really into like, yeah, never going to smoke, never going to drink. Drugs are bad. Mm-hmm. And then I was looking for, this is a common theme before, I've talked about how I used to have to sometimes borrow my mom's socks because my stuff was always dirty. I just didn't put my laundry.
Yeah, and her underwear.
All right, we didn't have to bring up my mom's underwear.
Yes,
but
you did. That's very imperative.
Liv, I was searching through my mom's underwear drawer where her socks were also near. And I was moving around to the bottom, and in the back, I'm like, oh, none of these are going to work. And what do I find? A little Ziploc baggie with some weed in it.
No way.
I found out in sixth grade that my mom smoked
weed. Oh, my
gosh.
Like, that's young to find that out.
That was a big secret. And I'm like, I know what this is. I'm going to tell the cops my mom's a reefer head.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
I didn't snitch, though, because my mom always told me I'd get stitches if I did. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's an example of a secret that you found out. Now, kind of a cool one, which I wish my dad would have shared with me, because when I was in eighth grade, I wanted to learn how to play the guitar, maybe even younger than that. So my mom took me to the local guitar shop, and I got like an acoustic guitar and a little amplifier, and I just was jamming out terribly, like trying to do my best C and F chords, but I sounded like crap. My dad, back in the day when he was a teenager, he was like in a band. He was underage. He was only like 14 or 15, hanging out with like 18 and 21-year-olds. That's why he started drinking so young. But he was in a rock band. Like back in the day, I'm like,
no
what?
Way. That's cool.
So I mean, that's kind of a cool secret,
right?
But it's like, why did nobody ever tell me that?
No, I get that. I feel like parents hide everything from their kids. Like, they act like they had no lives before they've had kids. Their only life has been since kids.
And the last thing I have, and if anybody else has anything, please feel free to chime in. I've talked about this on the show, but maybe you're new to the Joe and Alex Show and you've missed it. I found out that I don't know if I officially do, but I found out that there's a possibility that I have a half-brother. Now, I've been trying to talk to the guy recently, and we're talking about doing DNA testing because it's so much easier now with like Ancestry and 23andMe, and he hasn't really responded to me and my brother, but this guy came to my dad's funeral 11 years ago. At my dad's casket, you're talking to people, whatever the morning line, whatever you call it, and it's like, hey, I'm your half-brother. And like the fact is, like, I mean, I guess you wouldn't talk about it. Everybody denies it, and I guess the tests were done saying he wasn't my half-brother. Mm-hmm. But what a secret to keep that I might possibly have a half-brother.
Yeah, that is super, super juicy.
I was like, excuse me? I have a half-brother? Is he rich? Oh, no, then whatever.
Not interested.
What about you, Lenny, our technical producer in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now? You got any juicy secrets you were made aware of?
Yeah!
Okay.
Okay, what'd you find out, bro?
So I went to my uncle's wedding when I was like 15. And my mom's just like naming off people that are there. And they're like, yeah, that's your cousin, that's your uncle, blah, 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 blah. And none of the people were like from the bride's side of the family. So like there was nobody from her side there. So The wedding continues, and I see the bride come over and kiss my grandma, and she's like, oh, thanks for coming, Mima. And I was like, wait a minute. Is my uncle marrying somebody in the family? And that's when I realized that he was marrying his cousin.
No.
Yeah. He's on my white side.
Yeah. Lenny Bree, come here, son. Let me tell you something, man.
That is some backwards stuff.
If somebody's going to kiss your cousin, it might as well be me. Not somebody else. So that was kind of interesting. Did that throw you for a big like loop? You're like, what? What's happening here?
Yeah, apparently it's cool to do that now.
Dude, that is like some backwoods Alabama stuff right there.
Yeah, that's a Lenny Bree special right there.
So when I found out pretty recently, I'd say about like 2 years ago, that my dad almost got arrested protesting on his college campus.
Oh my gosh, was your dad like a hippie or something?
Yes, my dad used to be like a hippie, and this is like the most shocking thing in the world, because if you know my dad, he is the most like straight-laced, buttoned up little financial guy, and like you just would never expect that in a million years, one, for him to be a hippie, and two, that fact that he almost got arrested from protesting. And honestly, it made me respect my dad more.
That is absolutely insane. All right, now this person's anonymous, so don't poke and prod for their name. Let's just say good morning, anonymous. You're on the Joe and Alex show. What is the secret that you found out?
Well, I've known this for a few years. Let me first by saying that I'm adopted, but I found out probably sometime in high school or middle school that my parents are cousins.
What? That sounds like Lenny over here. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
But then recently, I just found out that they were also married prior to getting together.
No way. Is that even legal?
It was in Missouri, I think. So
everything's still legal in Missouri. All right. Wow. Well, that's crazy. What were you thinking when you found that out?
I thought, how have I been waiting 27 years to hear this secret?
No kidding. It's like, why didn't somebody tell me sooner,
were
like when I was
mad?
18?
I mean, I haven't even talked to them that I know. Like, they don't even know that I know.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Anonymous, thanks for having the courage to call in at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. We'll say hey to Chris. Hey, Chris, what's the secret that you found out?
Yeah. Hi, everyone. So, my parents were arguing. I was about 15 years old. My parents were arguing with each other, and my mom yelled at my dad, well, I'm not going to shoot you. And I started looking at her all strange. And she said, oh, yeah, didn't you know that my mom shot my dad? And I thought this whole time that my grandpa had died of a heart attack up until I was 15. But it found out that my grandmother shot my grandfather.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah. It was pretty crazy.
Oh,
wow.
My gosh.
Granny's got a gun. Granny's got a gun. Sorry, Chris. I feel bad for that, but that's insane. Thank you for calling in. All right. Porkchop saying we got to go to Anonymous. Anonymous, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What secret did you find out?
So recently, I found out that my boss is having an affair. I was at a meeting and traveling, and I came back to the office late. And as I walked by her office door, I could see she was in there. And I know her husband. We all know it's a very close office. And it was not him in the office. So we've just kind of been avoiding each other.
But she knows, though, Anonymous, that you saw her?
Yeah.
Wow. Do you think it's time to go ask for a promotion or a raise?
Dang.
You got to strike while the iron's hot. I'm just saying, Anonymous. Hey, thank you for calling in to the Joe and Alex show. If you got anything else, please tweet us. We love interacting on social media at Joe and Alex show. Joe and Alex show here on Radio Now. And I really need some audience participation. If you're a truck driver, I know you're not supposed to be on your phone. Maybe you could Bluetooth it. And give us a call at 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Kind of interesting, the things that you can find online. This was a thread on Reddit. And it was just talking about truckers, I guess, were commenting on some of the creepiest places that they've stopped. And listen, if you're not a truck driver, you can call in. Maybe even some creepy, sketchy places, whether you're listening in Indianapolis, Indiana on Radio Now 100.9 or in Houston, Texas on 92.1 Radio Now, or maybe just anywhere you've been. You're like, this is the sketchiest, creepiest place I've ever been. It just, you had like a gut feeling something wasn't right. I'd love to hear from you. But if there's a trucker out there, I'm going to put you right on through. Let's go real quick to Kurt. Hey, Kurt, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
So I'm not a trucker, but I was biking here in Indy on a bike trail, and I stumbled upon like one of the just like creepiest apartment complexes I've ever seen in my life.
Okay.
It was a really big place, and like it was like overgrown with weeds. It looks like it was abandoned, but then like there's people coming in and out of the place, and everything was just like falling apart. Like the roofs were in shambles.
Sounds like where Liv the Web Girl lives.
It's not that creepy.
Wow, man. Hey, Kurt, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Now, one thing on this Reddit thread that I found, and that's why I was asking for truckers to call in at 833-JOE-ALEX, the creepiest places that you had to stop at. They say Gary, Indiana, which is the childhood home of Michael Jackson, if you didn't know that. It's kind of like on the northwest border of Indiana near Chicago. And this guy said, I lived in Chicago and I was driving back from my sister's in Indiana one night. I had to go to the bathroom really bad. So I pulled off the highway into Gary, Indiana because, well, that's, you know, how bad I had to go to the bathroom. And I couldn't wait 30 minutes to get home. Almost immediately, I got pulled over by an unmarked cop. He asked me, what am I doing here? I told him, hey, man, I got to go to the bathroom really bad. He told me to go to the gas station. He waited, then followed me back to the highway. I guess he thought maybe he was going there for drugs. Then the cop's like, yeah, it's really dangerous here.
Yeah, that's a terrible mistake. I think it's well known that that's one of the worst cities in America.
Really?
Is it really?
Why am I? No idea.
Gary, Indiana, most definitely.
Why am I so in the dark on this one? Why is it so bad?
And you know, I have another quick side note story. So I used to, well, I still Uber drive sometimes, and I would pick up truck drivers at the airport
because they have to
fly places. And this one truck driver told me a story how he got he had to stop in Camden, New Jersey. And that is also one of, like, the fourth most worst, like, cities in America.
Wait. Yeah,
don't stop there.
Why? Just because it's, like, there's
crime.
A lot of crime?
Oh, yeah. Just really bad.
833-JOE-ALEX. Hey, good morning. Who is this?
Tanya.
Hey, are you a truck driver or you just have a creepy location?
Well, actually, my boyfriend's a truck driver, but I got other creepy stories from him about truck stops.
Okay. I'd love to hear what you got.
Well, I used to live in Missouri, and I was a corrections officer. And there was a closed prison. It was the oldest prison west of the Mississippi. But we still had to maintain security of the prison. Mm-hmm. And the prison was originally opened in 1892. So there were lots and lots of ghosts in that prison. It was creepy because it was completely closed. No inmates, no power. You just had to walk with your flashlight to make sure that nothing was on fire or anything like that. And you had to do 3 security checks a night. I was there in the middle of the night.
I feel like I wouldn't check up on stuff. Like, oh, it's clear.
No,
it's
that
fine.
Is absolutely terrifying. I would quit that job. See, that's what I'm scared about. Like, when I stop late at night on an exit that I'm not familiar with and it seems like kind of like eerie and abandoned, I'm scared of like ghosts. I'm scared of like Jeepers Creepers. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I'm scared of.
You're scared of all that stuff. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. If you got any stories, hey, we always like to take it to our Twitter. Let us know at Joe and Alex show. It is the Joe and Alex show here on Radio Now, and this situation is something that I get why my wife was upset at me, but I also feel like, well, wait a minute. If the rules were reversed, it would have been like, well, just go do it, Joe. Quit being a baby. 833-JOE-ALEX is 833-563-2539. Sure, you can skewer me and call me a bad husband if you want, but maybe you can actually see where I'm coming from. Liv, if you're listening, here's what happened. My wife, Lindsay, had a long day, and she's like, hey, let's just grab dinner, like something to go, instead of making something. I'm like, you know what? I'm totally cool with that. And so we got, I think, Chick-fil-A is what we actually ordered that night.
Okay.
So she went there, and she went to boxing first, so she got home. I'm sorry, she left boxing at 7 o'clock at night. It's a 6 o'clock class. She goes to the drive-thru. She's got the order. We're ready to go. She's talking to the Chick-fil-A girl. She's really nice and everything. And she goes, like, okay, man, will that be cash or credit? She's like, and my wife, in a hurry to get home, go to boxing and all that, didn't bring her wallet or her ID or anything with her. So she had no way to pay for the food. Now, I'm surprised. I don't expect it. I thought like it'd be one of those Chick-fil-A stories where like, don't worry, we'll get your food for free.
Right. You guys probably... You guys probably planned this out just so that would happen.
No, because Liv, I was hungry as hell. So my wife gets back 20 minutes later with no Chick-fil-A. I am now hangry. I'm not mad at her, but I'm pretty dang hungry. And then she's like, well, I don't know. Do you want to go get it? I'm like, no, you're going to go get it. It's like, it's not my fault you forgot the card. And she's like, are you kidding me?
My gosh.
This is a 90-10 relationship. I do 90% of that work. And I'm like, no, you're probably right about that. But I'm like, come on, babe. Like, you forgot your card. That's your bad, right?
Joe.
Oh, God. I do not like the look that Liv the Web Girl's giving me. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539.
You are a team. And, like, it baffles me how much you act like you and your wife are not a team. Like, you guys are a team. Yes, she forgot, like, her wallet. That happens to all of us. I've done that before. I'm sure, Joe, that you have done that before. Everyone has done that before. So, yeah, I mean, technically, like, she forgot it. It's her fault. But that's, like, a human accident. It's not like she was being, like, super irresponsible or anything like that. And for you to not be like, okay, you know what? Since you were going to pick it up, you just got home from boxing. You just worked out. You're probably tired. I'll go pick it up. You can go take a shower.
No, I get what you're saying. But it's like, okay, yeah, that could be one thing. But what's wrong, though? She was already going to get it. I didn't say, hey, I don't want to get food. You go get it. Like, she was going to do it, and she forgot her card. Like, is that not her fault? Like, if it was me...
I know, but it's like, it sounds like you're, like, punishing her. Like, why are you punishing her?
Okay.
She's your wife. She's your partner.
I'm saying the word fault. Let's just say the shoe was on the other foot, which is my big 13-4E wide shoe. I go to boxing, or I go to the gym, and I'm like, okay, I'll pick up dinner, babe. I forgot my wallet. Wouldn't it be rude for me to make her go back out? I think this is a double standard.
I don't think so either. It's not like you're forcing her, but offering, you know? Like, she's probably super frustrated. She probably wants to take a shower, things like that. And also, why couldn't you be like, you know what? Let's both go. I'll ride with you. I'll go with you. But your lazy butt wants to sit at home and sit on the couch and be served food.
Actually, I was laying in bed at the time, but thank you for having the location close. Jaylen, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, 833-JOE-ALEX. Be honest here. Was it okay that I kind of sent my wife back out to get the food because she forgot the card the first time?
Well, I'm kind of with you, Joe, because if we forget something, that's on us. It's sad to say, but, like, there's been plenty of times where me and him forgot our card at home, and we come back, we're like, oh, man, we come back, and then, like, it's kind of rare because we're just kind of like, all right, I forgot the card, I'll be right back, and you just come right back. Like, it's really kind of really not big of a deal.
Right.
We kind of just take responsibility for it. Because we used to fight over that all the time. And we're like, you know what? Whoever forgets the food and forgets the car, they have to go back, period, point blank.
All right, Jaylen, then real quick, my wife Lindsay will be listening to the podcast later. Can you just tell Lindsay, like, say, hey, Lindsay, this is Jaylen. It was your fault.
Yep. just say it was just your fault?
Yeah, just tell Lindsay right now, she hears the podcast, it's her fault, not mine.
Well, yeah, pretty much.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, see, here's my problem. It's not the fact that if she was like, yeah, okay, I'll run back out, I'll get it. That's probably what I would have done. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I forgot, whatever. But it's the fact where your reaction to it, you're like, it's not my fault. It's your fault. What are you doing? What are you thinking? Go back out. Get the food. Like, your reaction to it and, like, your tone of voice, like, it sounds like you're almost, like, punishing her and, like, reprimanding her. Where, like,
okay,
you're supposed to be a team.
We're exaggerating here.
You would have been nice would have been like, hey, babe, like, why? I'll go with you this time. So it's not as bad, you know? I'll go with you.
But I didn't mess up.
But see, that's the thing. Like, you're focusing way too much on, like, her messing up. Like, why are you focusing on that so much? You should just be like, I guarantee
because
you have
that situation,
probably done that a million
that
times.
That situation, Liv, led to my hanger, okay?
Well, that's your problem. You deal with that. So, Joe,
I tried to deal with it by having her pick it up.
Say you went to a boxing class.
Yeah.
You went to Chick-fil-A afterwards to pick up dinner. You forgot your card. You're hot. You're sweaty. You are so hungry. You're angry. You forget your card. You go back home. If your wife was like, you know what, you're probably really frustrated, I'll pick it up. Or if
I would have said, thank you. That's very nice.
So I know. Or if your wife said, hey, Joe, like, I'll come with you. Like, let's both just go. I know you probably don't want to, Like, you would have loved that. That would be such a nice gesture to do for your wife.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Miranda.
Miranda, what did you want to say?
I just feel like Liv is still kind of in the honeymoon phase. Like, me and my fiance have been together for almost 5 years. And if he forgets something, that's on him. Like, he better get his butt up and go back out and get food. I mean, that's just...
You're living in the real world. You and I are living in the real world. Liv the Web Girl is in, well, her own little world.
See, yeah, a little bit. You know, it's like, I don't know. I guess if you do something, you forget something, you got to make up for it. Don't expect me to go fix your mistake.
I mean, I get it. I just think that, like, Joe could speak nicer to his wife.
Okay, first of all, I did speak nice to my wife. Listen, I've learned my wife. I got a sweet talker, and she knows when I'm BSing her with my sweet talk. If I yelled at her, she would take that boxing class and put it together, like, on my face.
I'm shocked she hasn't yet.
Well, I actually woke up with a bruise the other day, so I don't know what she did to me in my sleep. It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. You can always reach out to us by email, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. Hey, if we don't get back to you, maybe you ended up in our spam folder. Forgive us. We've got a lot of things. I don't know. Pork Chop signed up for something. We're getting Viagra pill ads all the time. So I don't know how the hell that happened, but thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. All right, so here's an email we got from Quinn, and if you can help out, 833-JOE-ALEX, that's 833-563-2539. She says, hey guys, I have a crush on my eye doctor, ooh, and I've been seeing him as my doctor for about 2 or 3 years now. Mm-hmm. She wants to ask him out for coffee or something, maybe even today, she said, when I go to my appointment, oh, she has an appointment today. When I go to my appointment today, it's going to be probably a couple hours for the whole thing. Here's the thing. He's about double my age, and I know that we both like the outdoors. I guess they have that in common. Are there any tips that you guys or maybe somebody listening to the Joe and Alex Show could give me on maybe what to wear or, you know, maybe how to ask about, you know, like, what can I do to be more confident? Maybe, like, because she wants to ask him out, I guess, for coffee or for drinks. Mm-hmm. She says, do I dress sexy or is that going to be a turnoff of, like, you know, I have something shorter, my boobs are hanging out. And she says, by the way, he's a silver fox.
I like my silver foxes.
I know. Liv's ears perked up. She's like, huh?
I like my silver foxes. So I definitely don't think she should wear anything sexy. I think that's going to be too obvious. Wear something that's cute that does, like, flatter you, but it's not going to, like, be revealing. You know, make sure you look cute. And I would ask him about any, like, local trails. If he's into the outdoors, then ask him about, like, a local trail.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, oh, I've never been there. Have you been? Or ask him where, like, his favorite spots are around town to go to be outdoors. And even if you have been there, say you haven't and been like, oh my gosh, I would love for you to take me out there because I've never been there. That would be a good way, because then he doesn't know. It's not super obvious if it's, like, a date or if you're just asking him as, like, a friend who, like, you have some stuff in common with.
Like, what would you tell her to do? 833-JOE-ALEX is 833-563-2539. We'll try to help Quinn out with her little situation before she goes to her eye appointment today. I feel like... I'm wondering, too, maybe you're an actual doctor or an optometrist who works with eyes, as far as I know. Is there, like, a certain thing where you're not supposed to date your patients? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
Does that apply for the eye docs?
I'm sure there is. One, the eye doctor is a perfect doctor to date because they don't know anything, like, they could look up any of your medical records, but it's not like you're, like, gynecologist, or it's not like you're, like, stomach and bowel doctor. Like, this is, like, eyes are a sexy doctor.
So you would never ask your gyno out?
Absolutely not. That is so uncomfortable.
We have some limits here on the Joe and Alex
Show.
Also,
this literally is like a friend's. Monica dates her eye doctor, who's a silver fox, who used to be her dad's, like, buddy.
Ooh, okay. Well, see, that's awkward if there's a family connection to that.
Right.
But my other side, I'd be like, you know what? Hey, Quinn, go for it. The reason why? It's your eye doctor. You don't have to ever see him, no pun intended, ever again. You could get a new eye doctor.
Yeah, if it's awkward, you can always get a new eye doctor. Those are not hard to find.
All right, 833-JOE-ALEX. If you've got any advice that we can give before her appointment later this morning on what Quinn should do, maybe tips or tricks to try to land the silver fox of hers. We'll talk to you next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Liv.
Yeah.
Are you not wearing deodorant today?
I'm actually wearing my boyfriend's deodorant.
Okay. Pork chop. Are you not wearing deodorant?
Not by choice.
Wait, you wouldn't want to wear deodorant if you didn't have to?
No, I'm not wearing deodorant right now, and it's not by my choice. Oh, like, I want to wear deodorant.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, then here's my question for you, and that's very interesting. 833 Joe Alex, I will judge you. I will call you Stinky McStinkface, but I want to know if anybody's true, because we get these surveys and these different things when we're looking for things to talk about here on the show, and I'm like, there's no way. That's bull. Nobody actually does this. Question. Does anybody listening to the Joe and Alex show not wear deodorant? And if you don't wear deodorant, do you really not stink? Or is that just in your head like, oh, I don't stink, but everybody around you like is like, wow, look at all these dead flies. What happened? Oh, they flew by that person. I bring it up because a poll found that 40% of people between 18 to 24, so the younger end, you know, of people, don't use deodorant at all.
That's
almost half, guys. What are you using? And they're not saying that you use natural deodorant compared to other stuff, because I know Liv brought this up to me and my wife was doing it too, because you use like what, natural deodorant?
Yeah, I have before.
Now,
I mean,
why?
I'm not right now, just because there's so many chemicals in deodorant, and that's like, they're not healthy for you. They're not healthy for their skin. And there's been like allegedly, you know, deodorants with a lot of chemicals can cause breast cancer.
And I don't blame women for not wanting to do that. But then that was the younger end right there, about 40% of people, 18 to 24. Let's go up into our age bracket, 25 to 34-year-olds, 30% of them. So 3 out of 10 people say, yeah, I don't wear any deodorant at all. There's no way. Even if you don't work out and you shower twice a day, your pits still smell funky. It's just natural, right?
Okay. Yes,
oh, God, she's going to try to justify this.
Yes and no, because I am just not a sweaty person. I do not sweat a lot. So for you and Pork Chop, yes, I think that deodorant is very necessary, because you guys will just break a sweat, you know, in the morning while doing the show. But unless I'm working out, I'm basically not breaking a sweat. So like, so I have gone days without deodorant, and I don't smell. I really do not smell.
Is anybody else like Liv the Web Girl? I will chastise you, but I want to know, 833 Joe Alex, can you confirm or deny this?
My mom told me a couple of years ago that the deodorant that was causing breast cancer was like the actual antiperspirants, like the ones that...
So you don't sweat?
Yes. Mm. So because, I don't know, there's aluminum or something. I don't know. There's some ingredient.
There's aluminum in a lot of deodorants.
So I actually switched. I don't wear an antiperspirant. I just wear straight up deodorant. Mm-hmm. And just for that fact.
Right.
So. I just...
It's not... When I have not worn deodorant, it's not because of like I'm scared of getting breast cancer. It's really just because I like forget, and it's not like that big of a priority to me, because like I know I don't smell. Now, if I haven't showered in a couple of days, then yeah, absolutely I'm putting deodorant on. But I mean, like, if I'm fresh showered and I know I'm not going to sweat, I've gone without deodorant before.
Have you ever caught yourself? Be honest here.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, ooh, Liv, that... Ooh, that's not good. What is that?
Yeah.
What's that smell?
Sometimes that'll happen if I forget to put deodorant on in the morning and then I'll work out later that day. I'm like, oh my God.
We're not doing shoulder presses anymore.
Smell.
I've had that. I remember being in middle school when I first started doing it. Like, I'd have my arms at my side, like where you keep your arms against there so your pits cannot breathe at all, so nobody can smell how funky you are.
Yeah, just being super self-conscious about it.
All right, Sonia, or is it Sonia? I can't really read for a living. Thank God I get to talk. You're on the Joe and Alex show. Hey, thank you for calling in and being part of the show. Do you wear deodorant, or are you one of those people that does not wear deodorant, which blows my mind?
Personally, I wear deodorant, but I have a boyfriend who does not wear deodorant.
And he's a guy, does not wear deodorant.
And he's a guy.
Does he
smell? And this man does not smell.
What? I
don't
know if I
believe that. And he's hairy from head to toe.
I do not know how, I don't know how that's possible. I don't know if I believe that.
No, it's true. It's true. When we started dating, I mean, he never smelled. I mean, doesn't even work alone. And then when we lived together, I noticed there was no deodorant. And then one day I asked him, where's your deodorant? Are you out? Do I need to buy you some?
Let me help
like,
you out.
No.
Has he?
He's like, no.
He's Mm-mm. always gone without deodorant?
Yeah.
Wow.
From what I understand.
Well, wow. What a lucky guy and what a bananas. Lucky lady. No kidding.
Bananas. That's crazy.
Let's go to Monica on the Joe and Alex show. Do you wear deodorant?
Yes. I don't use deodorant. I stopped using it a couple of years ago because of the aluminum and the deodorant. The antiperspirant is bad for you. Mm-hmm. It's also been linked to cancer as well. So actually, I just use a part mixture of water and apple cider vinegar on a cotton ball underneath each armpit. Honestly, I can go a couple days and not have any smell at all.
Wait, but apple cider vinegar has like a very strong, wretched smell.
Yes, so I use a little bit of essential oils to help counteract
okay.
the smell. But it totally works. I love it, and I swear by it.
Wait, that's amazing. Will you actually tweet us at Joe and Alex Show your little mixture? Because I'm super into essential oils recently.
Yes, absolutely.
No, I'm not having Liv the Web Girl walk around with apple cider pits. I mean, you can, Monica, but I appreciate your call. I'm not down. You just ruined apple cider vinegar for me.
I have a cousin that uses essential oils as toothpaste. She doesn't even use toothpaste anymore.
Of course your hippie self does. All right, hey, thank you guys for the calls, for all your little suggestions. We appreciate it.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Yesterday, Ed Sheeran not only released a new track list for his upcoming album, Number 6, Collaborators Project, but he also revealed who he is collaborating with on the album. Some of those people include Camila Cabello, Cardi B, Khalid, Justin Bieber, Travis Scott, 50 Cent, and even Eminem.
I saw that, and I was super excited.
The list goes on, and you can actually see the full list if you go to our Instagram right now, at Joe and Alex Show. Rihanna is having a court battle with her dad. So the new court documents reveal that Rihanna's father was working on developing a reality show based on his life back in 2015. The issue that he wanted to use the name Fenty, which Rihanna uses and has trademarked. The show would reportedly focus on his career, business activities, personal branding, and name recognition in the entertainment industry and as a celebrity. One, I didn't even know Rihanna like had a dad. Like, I've never even heard of this guy.
Ooh, dad, what's your name?
So he acknowledges that he did propose a reality show under the name of Fenty Entertainment before Rihanna started using the trademark and argues that the use of the Fenty name doesn't overlap with Rihanna's line of business, so she can't prove likelihood of confusion or actual harm to her brand. He needs to stay in his lane.
Yeah, I hate when family members like ruin their own family. It's like, what did you do,
right.
dude? We wouldn't even know about you if it wasn't for your daughter.
They try to ride like the coattails too much. It's like Meghan Markle's dad. Bachelor Nation's Lauren Bushnell and country singer Chris Lane got engaged yesterday. The couple were at her family's home in Oregon for Father's Day when Lane popped the question in a form of a song. So Lane said, I knew she wouldn't want some elaborate proposal, so I decided to keep it pretty casual. I asked her parents for different places in Portland I could potentially take her to, but after a lot of thought, I decided doing it at the family cookout that we would, and that would be the most laid-back setting, and she'd appreciate the simplicity of me proposing in her parents' backyard. She obviously said yes, and her father just said that it added to the Father's Day celebration. The couple has been together since the fall of 2018, and Bushnell was previously engaged to The Bachelor's Ben Higgins. The video of him proposing is so cute. The song he wrote for her is so cute. It makes me want to throw up. I'm going to post a link to that in our Instagram story at Joe and Alex Show so you can see that.
Puke warning. Just throwing it out there.
And then Dana White yesterday, he's the commissioner of the UFC, said that there is a chance that Tom Cruise and Justin Bieber may actually fight.
But I'm just going to tell you that I got a phone call from a couple of real guys who said that they really do want to do this fight, and they believe that Tom Cruise would do the fight. And I told them, well, I'll tell you this. If that's true, and everybody involved in this thing really wants to do it, we can talk.
That would be the first time I ever actually paid for something legally and didn't illegally stream it or download it.
Right.
I would watch it, punch him in the face.
Yeah, I'm super excited if that happens. Coming up in the next garbage, Tristan Thompson is having baby mama drama, marijuana saved this musician's life, and everything you want to know about the T-Swift and Katy Perry reconciliation.
For more garbage, go to JoeAndAlexShow.com.
Oh, yeah. We're the Joe and Alex Show, and it is so nice to be talking to you. 833-JOE-ALEX, if you'd like to call in, that's 833-563-2539. Is social media your thing? Hey, we don't judge. We like it, actually. Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show, and on Facebook. Why don't we throw this one up there when we get the question thrown out there? The search for Radio Now, whether you're in Indianapolis, Indiana, or Houston, Texas, for this combo. A woman, 19 years old, in Texas, is being slammed. She's getting a lot of negative feedback from people for saying that, quote, she was raised to take care of her husband. Now, what does this mean? Well, let me go a little further, and I want to know if you agree or disagree with what she says, the way she was raised. She said, I was raised to take care of my husband, make his plate every night, wash his work clothes for him, make sure he's up for work the next morning, always have a clean house for him to come home to, etc. That's exactly the wife I will be. Now, she was immediately slammed online. One person said to her, so you were raised to parent your husband? Oh, God, if I could count how many times my wife says, I'm not your mother, I'm your wife. I get that one a lot. Now, another person said, I take care of my boyfriend, and since we live together, that's why I do it, but I'm not trying to be his mama. We all do chores together, and we get up together. Now, listen, I kind of agree with the more modern interpretation of what a household is, that, like, women can be working and contributing just as much, if not more, than men in a household. And in theory, even though I don't necessarily practice it as a good husband like I should, men definitely should be doing some more of the household work, not just the women doing that in a relationship. But I don't know if I can knock her. If that's how she was raised, is that really wrong? 833-JOE-ALEX, do you agree with her? Or do you think it should be more of a kind of a 50-50 partnership doing all those things? Mm-hmm. What are you laughing about, Live the Web Girl?
Okay, do I blame this girl? I don't know. I don't know if I blame the girl. You know who I do blame? I blame her parents. I genuinely feel bad for this girl.
So you don't agree with what she says, no. How she was raised?
No, I genuinely feel bad that she says she was raised to take care of her husband. That is honestly disgusting to me. She should be raised to be a strong and independent woman. And then whatever she wants to do in her relationship, whatever her and her husband decide to do as far as household chores, you know, taking care of house thing, all of that, that's on them. That's for them to decide. That's not for her mom and dad or her mom to instill in her as a little girl that when she grows up, her greatest aspiration is to be taking care of her husband.
All right,
no.
Stacy's on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think, Stacy?
Well, I'm from Texas, too. And it's just Texas is its own place. We're raised differently. We expect different things. I guess it's more or less to learn how to keep your own house clean and not clean up after your husband.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I guess she was told differently, but it's more or less learn to clean, keep it clean, and do. Your husband does for you. He goes out and works for you, takes care of the house, things like that. If you're a stay-at-home and that's all you do, that's what your race to do.
And I don't know her situation, if she's a stay-at-home 19-year-old that's married, or if she's just dating a guy and that's the situation. I assume she's married to the guy, because I don't think they'd raise her, shack up with a man when you're not married. Give him the milk for free. I don't think that would work either. That'd be kind of hypocritical. Hey, Stacy, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I'm always torn on this. Like, in my relationship with my wife, Lindsay, I'll admit it's supposed to be a 50-50 partnership, but my wife definitely does a lot more work than I do. She works just as much as I do, if not more. And then I don't know. I wasn't raised in a two-parent household. My mom pretty much did everything, mm-hmm. and I did a lot of things too. But for whatever reason, when I was in that situation, I did a lot of the work. But now as an adult, as the husband, I don't do anything. And I'm not saying, like, women need to be washing the dishes and, I don't feel like it's that way. I think it's cool if that's the way your relationship works, but I don't think we should be slamming this girl for having that kind of a lifestyle.
Here's the thing, and I'm not slamming that if that's like the type of relationship that she has with her husband. I think that should be like a relationship conversation, a conversation you have when you get into a relationship, when you get to a marriage. My problem is that she says that she was raised to take care of her husband.
Mm-hmm. Make a meal every night.
You should have more ambition for yourself. Her parents should be telling her that the world could be her. She can do anything in the world that she wants. She is capable of anything. And the fact that she says she was raised to take care of her husband, I think, is the problem. Now, what if This woman ends up being 28, 34, and she's not married. She hasn't found a husband yet. She hasn't found a man to marry. Doesn't that make you think that she's just going to settle and marry someone that's not right for her just so she can live out her life's aspiration of taking care of a husband? Like, what is she going to think of herself and her value as a person if all she was raised to do was take care of a husband and she doesn't find a husband?
Levine, you're on the John Alex Show. Hello. What do you think about this 19-year-old girl? She's married to this guy, and she's like, well, I was raised to take care of him and wash his clothes and make his dinner every night and make sure he gets off to work in the morning.
Yeah, so I kind of believe it. Well, I grew up that way. My mom was, she was a single mom, but she always told me, if I don't know how to cook, I don't know how to clean, I'm never going to get a husband, which now I'm looking at it like, okay, she's single, so maybe she wasn't doing something right. But
or maybe now, the cooking was so bad. That's what it could be. Who knows?
Right. So now I'm married. I have three kids. I love to cook because I was growing up like that. So I cook. I serve my husband food. Like, we eat together. Mm-hmm. But he does his 50-50, too. So
right.
He washes dishes after we cook, or he'll help with the chores, help with the kids. So, I mean, she needs to come up with her own sense of, yes, not just what her mom says, what she thinks should be good too. So a man should always help, but I feel like a woman always does more.
All right. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Man, let's say this to our Facebook page. So I know some people are trying to get through. We'll put it up right now. Radio Now, to search for it, whether you're in Indy or in Houston, and let us know what you think about that.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Okay, I got an actual news report for this one because it's so kind of funny what happened. But I guess there was a feud between homeowners that led to an alleged arsonist setting fire to her neighbor's house. And the crime was caught on cameras that she owned. So her own cameras kind of caught her. Now,
oh my God.
Here's the news report.
We brought you the story last week. Fire crews called out to a house on a fire in Dell City. They managed to douse the flames, but not before it caused extensive damage to the home. Authorities today releasing photos of their suspect. That woman in a blue tank appears to be throwing a flaming rag over the fence. Now, this is where the story takes another odd turn. Some of us in the newsroom thought the woman looked awfully familiar. So we checked our footage from that day, and it turns out that woman, or woman who looks like her, actually spoke to our News 4 crews on camera.
Okay, this is going to be good.
Oh my God.
Let's hear what happened.
As we were there covering the scene.
All I know, I was in the house, and I saw smoke, but I was like, okay, maybe everything's okay. They'll put it out or whatever.
Fire officials anxious to take a look at the person we talked to.
We knew that there was a neighbor that did interview with you all, trying to place that person with who was seen on the surveillance footage, and by looking at both of them, it does appear that that is the same person.
Durham arrested, facing second-degree arson charges.
We understand the neighborhood dispute, but you definitely don't resort to a fire as a means of conflict resolution.
Yeah, I would say that's a good general rule to have.
Yeah, I would say so.
We don't resolve our problems with fire. I love, though, this lady, like, she must have thought she was so, like, good and so coy.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, there's been a lot of drug houses around here, and I know there's been problems. I don't know what happened.
How conniving, honestly, but that's a pretty good rule of thumb.
You got to see her awesome acting skill, because the news report, we got the video when they talked to her.
Mm-hmm.
It's online at joeandalexshow.com.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandalexshow.com.
We all have heroes in life, and you know what? It's great to have that, somebody to look up to, somebody to strive to be. For me, one of my heroes, a great American, Joey Chestnut. Do you guys know who he is?
Duh.
Yeah, I've met him.
Okay. Joey Chestnut is a competitive eater, and gosh darn it, he makes America look amazing. Now, I don't know a lot of females. I know there are some amazing female competitors, but this blows my mind. And the question I'm getting to is this, and I would love for you to call in and brag about yourself, or maybe it's a friend. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. This female competitive eater, she downed 2 pounds of Nutella in under 4 minutes with no water. She just glop, 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 glop.
Oh,
2 pounds of Nutella.
I just threw up in my mouth. That is so... that's unbelievable.
I'll tell you what I thought. I'm like, yeah, she liked that Nutella, if you know what I'm saying. That's kind of impressive slash sickening and gross.
That's crazy.
Now, the only thing I have, and I hope somebody else actually can join in the conversation and let us know what they have. Mine's a food thing, because you could be like, well, I drank this many beers or I downed this much liquor. That's impressive, too. Maybe you did a bunch of shots. For me, my food thing, and I don't think it's that crazy, but it is a lot. Like, my stomach hurts thinking of it. I think I ate 45 chicken nuggets one time. My buddies and I all just bought, like, a couple of 20 pieces to see who could eat the most. So I bought, like, 220 pieces. They bought 220 pieces. And we try to see who could eat the most nuggets, like a bunch of guys, just dumb high school stuff, because trust me, that took up all my fun money. And I ate 44 or 45 nuggets. I think somebody ate like 50.
Baby Jesus, that is insane.
It was living the nug life, Liv. I'm not going to apologize for living my best.
I've almost eaten like an entire pizza before, like a thin crust pizza. Like I can do some damage, wreck some havoc on a thin crust pizza.
It's so funny how, like, I mean, that is a lot for anybody, but especially for you. But, like, Liv, I could smash a pizza. I could eat a whole pizza. I'd feel, like, sick and bloated like a whale, but I could do that no problem. But
I don't know if I could do a whole one.
All right, is it food? Is it drink? What is it? What's something you could call and brag on? You're like, man, I just went to town. I ate a bunch of this. I drank a bunch of this. Pork chop, I know you've been balling on a budget lately eating a pizza, but have you ever done, like, a bunch of food, or is it just me and Liv that really enjoy our stuff?
I mean, I've never done, like, any sort of contest to see how much food I could eat, how fast, but I think it's a well-known fact around here that I can pretty much out-eat anyone.
Nope, but here's the thing. The only reason why you can is because you won't eat for about, like, at least 20 hours. And so, like, you haven't eaten in 20 hours. So if no one has eaten in 20 hours, they could obviously probably take down, like, 3 burritos.
Hold on. I got my BS meters going off. Lenny Bree, he's our technical producer on the new 92.1 radio now in Houston, Texas. And you are saying that you beat my number. I had, like, 44 or 45 nuggets. How many did you eat?
Easy. I ate 90 nuggets.
You're a freaking liar.
In one sitting, yeah. Me and my wrestling bros, back when I was in wrestling, Burger King had like the whole deal where you could get 10 for a dollar. So we spent $10 and got 100 nuggets. And I just macked down on 90 of the bad boys.
My BS meter was going off until you said when you were wrestling and your wrestling buddies, because my boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, wrestled in high school. It's like all he ever talks about. And they work out so hard, and also they'll go like days with like barely eating and stuff. Like they have to like cut weight a lot, so they'll like starve themselves, and then they'll go out on these like crazy binge meals all together. So now I fully believe you. I'm fully backing you up on this, but that is absolutely absurd.
Hold on, Lenny, that was back in the day. Do you still feel like you could put some nugs down?
You dare challenge me?
Pork chop, do you think you could do some nugs or no?
I don't think I could hit 90, but I think I could beat 45 easily.
I say, gentlemen, we're going to have to arrange this. We have a nug off, and we can see who eats the most nuggets. Now, is there a particular nugget we need to go with? I mean, I think everybody thinks of like the McDonald's nugget, but you got Chick-fil-A nugs, Burger King nuggets.
I don't
Burger
think you
King
should
is
do.
The cheapest.
I like cheap.
Burger King is the cheapest, so maybe Burger King. I'm going to like X out Chick-fil-A just because Chick-fil-A's are so hearty. Like they actually have like big, hearty, like real chicken.
They are good, but
they're actually like real chicken nuggets, you know? So like I feel like they're just too hearty.
I still pick McDonald's.
The little Dalian nuggets that come from like McDonald's and Burger King, yeah, you guys can definitely pound those.
I need ranch and honey mustard.
Okay, I need barbecue and sweet and sour.
Can I be the
ranch and buffalo?
Sure.
Ranch
oh my
and
gosh.
Buffalo. Okay, we're all different guys. Listen to that.
I know. I'm going to get no sauce, no nugs. Grilled nuggets,
God,
please.
You are so basic, it hurts my soul. All right, guys, seriously, we need to talk to our salespeople. If you're listening and you want me, Joe, if you want Lenny Bree, and you want our producer, Pork Chop, to do a nug off, we're down for it. You just got to supply the nuggets, okay? Hit us up, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. Pork Chop's shaking his head. He's like, this better not happen. Yeah, that's That's what you call a Wednesday edition of the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now 100.9. People are still calling in, and I love that you're persistent at 833-JOE-ALEX. Like, hey. How do I win those Cedar Point 4-pack of tickets? Well, we're doing it again tomorrow morning on the show at 7:25, right when we go to commercial. That's the time you want to call us. But actually, Elliot King this afternoon at 5:15, he's the man with the plan. He'll hook you up too, okay?
Nice.
So I'm not saying you only listen to us for tickets or only Elliot for tickets, but if that's the kind of person you are, so be it. Those are the times you want to listen and win. All right, let's go around the room today. Live the Web Girl, what do you got going on for the rest of your hump day?
Okay, so I officially have my first day at Cycle Bar because on Monday I was supposed to have my first day, but something happened with my boss, so it didn't work out. So today is actually going to be my official first day. I'm kind of nervous, but I'm super, super excited.
Oh my gosh. So is this like today? Like, have you already done all the paperwork crap, or do you have to do that first?
No, I haven't done that. And she hasn't told me to bring anything. So I don't have like my social security card.
Are you going to get paid?
I don't know. I mean, I think I
hey,
might
we
have
can't,
my...
We can't pay you, but you can spin on this bike for a bit.
Right. She signed up for an internship.
Yeah, on accident. Whoops. Like
she's not doing 100 other things. Oh, it's only a year, guys. Only committed for a year. It's really quick and easy. Well, that sounds like a fun thing. Okay.
I know. I'm really excited. And hopefully I'll get to work out today because this week has been crazy. I haven't been able to work out literally all week.
Is that idea of spin kind of like the Peloton bike, for example? Is it an instructor, or are you guys watching videos, or is it a person?
No, it's an instructor. So I'll be training to also become an instructor. Okay. So I'll be the one being like, push it, girls. You got it. 1, 2.
Come on, pork chop. Work those buns, huns. Yeah. You're not going to make those hammies tighter like that. All right. Speaking of creamy hammies, pork chop, what do you got going on today, man?
I have work at my other job tonight. I'm serving at Sullivan Steakhouse from 6 to 10.
Ooh. Can people request you or no?
Yes, you can. But I think... we take walk-ins, but it's mostly reservations.
So can you reserve, like, hello, I'd like to come have a dining experience with my significant other, and I'd like Garrett, a.k.a. Porkchop, to please serve me.
Yeah, don't say Porkchop. They'll have no idea what you're talking about. They'll think you're trying to order the pork chops. But
like, sir, you have to come in for the pork chops. We can't just have them waiting for you.
But also, I want to say, it's like a 5-star, like, fancy dining, you know. So if you do come to see me or get served by me, like, you know,
cash.
Yeah. I mean, there's this thing called the prefix menu. It's $44. It's like a 3-course combo. You get like a salad or soup. You get a really nice steak and a dessert for $44. So that's pretty cheap.
Dang.
I went there for Valentine's Day.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. So good. So good.
Do you remember what you got?
I got the steak. I got the baked potato.
Okay. Ooh, I mean, there's a
you know
ton
what?
Of steaks.
Maybe I can help you out, and because I need to start planning out my wife's birthdays this weekend. By the way, crap, I totally forgot.
Oh,
I am not.
My
I'm gonna have
gosh.
To Amazon a gift today. I don't even know what the heck I'm gonna get her.
I mean,
but
unreal.
Our anniversary, at least on top of that, it's coming up in August on the 29th. So maybe if
making
that,
a reservation,
I might do that. I might.
Can
go
I come
to,
along? I just want to have pork chop as a server.
Yeah, honestly, if Lindsay's cool with it, I'm fine with you being like our third wheel.
Hey,
dope.
I mean, I serve you enough here. Do I really have to serve you there too?
To say this, I hope for your well-being that you are a better server at that job than here.
Oh, shots fired.
I'm just kidding. I didn't mean to shoot you like that. I'm so sorry about that pork chop. No. All right, well, me? I got to pop my pills. I got to take my amoxicillin. I had my hip replaced 2 years ago, and today's I go twice a year, obviously, to the dentist to get your teeth clean. And every time, because I got this fake little piece of metal or whatever in my body, there's always a chance of infection because there could be some gunk in my teeth or whatever that could get into my bloodstream and go down there. And I don't even want to think about it. Knocking on wood. But look at all these pills. I have to pop 4 of these big bad boys.
Just like today?
Yeah, 1 hour before I go in, just to make sure I kill everything in my body.
That seems very excessive.
Excessive. It's what the doctors say to do.
See, my dad has
I was gonna rub essential oils on it, Liv, but
you should have essential oils are literally the new medicine. They're so good for you. But my dad has a metal hip, and I've never heard of him having to do that.
Well, we better talk to Papa C and see what's going on. All right. Well, hey, listen, we can't do any of that fun stuff because I got my teeth cleaning. Then I got physical therapy today. I got to find some gym shorts to wear. Then I'm supposed to do disc golf with my buddy Chad. It's probably gonna be a monsoon out there or a lake. Oh, then my sister-in-law is coming into town. Man, it's gonna be a busy day today.
You and Chad are going disc golfing and didn't tell me?
like I said, that's what we got going on today.
So awkward.
Sorry, bro. Have fun at the steak place. So live the web, girl, producer, pork chop, myself, Joe. Let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.